solihullradio.com.
That's right, you are listening to Solihull Radio, and this is the What's On Solihull podcast for the 18th to the 24th of April. My name's Jeff O'Brien. My co-hosts are...
Hello, I'm Claire Bullivant from Solihull Observer.
And I'm Ian Rogers from What's On Solihull.
Great stuff. Thank you very much for joining us. This is episode 4 of What's On Solihull, and if you have had a listen to episodes 1, 2 and 3, you know now that we are providing you with a weekly podcast of all of the great things that you can do whilst you are in and around Solihull. So, where would you like to begin, hosts?
Well, let's start off on Thursday, the 18th of April. Lots of exciting things to look forward to this week. And do you know what? I promised myself I wouldn't do
first
that.
The pun,
exciting
yeah.
and the extremely. So, yeah. I've made up another one. That's enough.
Oh,
that.
Oh, we've gone French.
yeah, great stuff.
We've gone French. Cracking. I thought. Well, it is going to be a cracking week.
Cracking.
And if you and your...
I'm going to let that one go. Sorry, Claire. Did you just get that one as well?
I did. Oh. It wasn't quite as good as a new, yeah. if I don't think, but it was good. It was pretty good.
Sophisticated, that's for sure.
Very clever.
Well, starting off on Thursday, the 18th of April, if you and your little people want to search for an oeuf, a great way to kick off the Easter festivities, there's an Easter egg hunt starting on Thursday, the 18th. It's actually happening every day until the 28th of April at Earlswood Garden and Landscape Centre. You can find all the details for that. And also going on this week is the Solihull Spring Fair running until the 20th. And it's perfect if you want to spruce up your garden in time for summer. It's that time of year, isn't it? When everyone mm-hmm. starts mm-hmm. thinking about barbecues and the sunshine starts coming out. So do pop along. It's running alongside the Lego Bricks event. And there's going to be lots of gardening stalls alongside all the usual food and drinks supplied by Solihull Bids market providers. So why not let the kids have their face painted for free and you can treat your garden to a makeover in the process? That's all happening there. And it was actually your event that you told me about, Jeff, so you might know a
That's
little
right.
bit more about it.
No, they're just so, I must say, they're just really good in Mel Square. All the events in Mel Square seem to happen really, really positively. So I'm really looking forward to the Spring Fair. We're going to talk a little bit about the Lego situations as well, because we've got a couple of different Lego events happening over the Easters. But yeah, there's the fashion show coming up. The Duplo Make and Take is coming up. The Spring Fair, face painting, garden makeovers. You're exactly right, Claire. It's the time now to get everything sorted out for the houses. Not you necessarily, Ian.
Have
you?
Not in my apartment. I'll just open the window.
Open the window and have a look
benefit
out.
Benefit from everyone else's.
Yeah.
Well, you're more of a night owl, aren't you? You know the goings on in the evening. So perhaps you could fill us in on Thursday evening. What's going on?
Of course, yeah. Well, Easter Thursday kicks in, so a couple of the venues will have DJs around town where they probably wouldn't normally on a Thursday, but a lot of people probably break up and have Good Friday off, so I'd imagine Thursday will be a really busy night yep. in the town centre. There'll be a DJ on at the Mason's Arms. That might even be me yet, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What,
I know, yeah.
What sort of music do you play?
Well, anything really, but I think there's a bit of an older crowd in first of all. There's some live music on between 5:30 and 7 there, so probably some older stuff to start off with, some of the sing-along stuff, and then a little bit later on just liven it up with some of the club
classics.
I'm gonna
have to come
along.
It sounds great.
So yeah, Kyle Sheriff, he's at the Slug and Lettuce. That'll be extremely busy. Right. The Slug and Lettuce there as well. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a good night in the town Thursday.
It's going to be the night to go out this
yeah,
week, Thursday
definitely.
Night.
Thursday
and then
night
you've got all weekend to recuperate. Mm. moving on to Friday, the 19th of April. During the day, there's another fun Easter egg hunt happening at Elmden Park. B929EY is the postcode for your sat-nav there. It's 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. And apparently the Easter Bunny has hidden clues all around the park and you have to crack the password to win the chocolate egg. You may even spot the Easter Bunny as he hops about the park, apparently. There's going to be a guy dressed up as a big Easter Bunny. And there's also going to be Punch and Judy shows, face painting, etc. Do you know what? This is my idea of hell. I can't bear Punch and Judy, and I can't bear grown people dressed as big bunnies. I'm one of those people.
You ruined the whole illusion for me. I just thought it was a massive real
yeah,
big bunny.
Oh. No. Well, I can't believe you said guy dressed up as. Giving
away the trade secrets.
Well, yeah, it would be even more terrifying for me if it was the real one. But your kids hopefully will love it. They won't be like me. It's only £2 per child and there's going to be loads going on all day. So you have to meet at the Tanhouse Farm Road car park entrance, apparently, to enter. And hopefully you'll have fun. I won't be there, but hopefully you'll be there. So something to go along to.
There's so many choices in there for these Easter egg hunts.
Do you not think it's scary, though, having grown people dressed up as big bunnies.
Do you like clowns?
No.
No.
Don't like clowns. Don't like the bunnies. And Punch and Judy's terrifying as well. Mm. I was always that kid at school, like, who'd be sent to the other room because it would make me cry. Sort of beating each other with sausages.
Yeah, it's not my... I wouldn't...
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea either.
No, I agree with you. What's happening at the Masons on that evening, Friday night?
Friday night, the Masons Arms are having a big tribute weekend this weekend. So every night, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, different tribute acts. And Friday, this will be Lee Alexander as John Holt. He is amazing. If people like the reggae music and stuff, he normally performs at the Land Rover Social Club where people pay to go and see him. It's always a sellout. So this is a really good opportunity for people that do like their reggae music to get along, be free entry at the Masons Arms. Mm-hmm. And he is absolutely class.
Am I being a dum-dum? Who's John Holt?
A song called Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great song.
Yeah, some great reggae classics. So and he'll do a few other reggae covers as well as all the John Holt back catalogue as well. So that's going to be quite exciting.
Fantastic. Good. And there's also a live band at the Copycats, or they're called the Copycats apparently, at the farm. Whereabouts is the farm?
The farm is Monkspath.
Okay.
Shelley Farm, it used to be many years ago. It's one of the lovely pubs. They usually now have live acoustic music on the last Friday of every month, but because it's Easter, they've thrown in an extra one. And rather than being acoustic, they've put a full band in. So the guys, the Copycats, they'll be there on the night.
Brilliant. And DJ Carl Sheriff is also doing his thing.
Yeah, he's there till late 4 a.m.
At Walkabout in Selly Hall. Splendid Fridays with him. And also live music with Louis Ford and Rich. How do you pronounce his surname?
Keogh.
Keogh. Oh, Keogh. Okay.
Louis Ford and Rich Keogh. Yeah, they'll be at Isabella's. Louis Ford's actually been working on. He's not around in the country much. He does a lot of performing on cruise ships and things like that. So it's quite good to have him over for the Easter. And he performs really well with Rich. They've kind of partnered up for years. So I think they get quite excited when they're back together, when the team are back together.
Okay. Brilliant. A question for you just before we move on. If you had a choice out of champagne or Prosecco, what would you go for?
Champagne.
Would you really?
Yeah.
I would go Prosecco.
I was thinking...
Well, you're a cheap night out.
Yeah.
I was thinking Prosecco's a little bit sweeter, isn't it? Champagne's a little bit more dry.
Champagne, I find, gives me a headache quicker.
Oh, really? No. What about LPR?
No.
Rosé champagne?
No.
Right?
I'd go Prosecco. But if you fancy some live music at an amazing local venue, Hogarth's, just out there on the Four Ashes Road, bottles of Prosecco... Friday evening are only £15.
Now I see where you were going with that.
Did you see that?
Nice, that was smooth, intro, wasn't it? Yeah. Very smooth.
So there's some live music over at Hogarth's. Really nice venue. Beautiful gardens as well.
I love it there.
It's really lovely, isn't it?
It's great to go for lunch or dinner and just enjoy the surroundings. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's lovely.
Only £15 for some Prosecco, which obviously would be my choice, but you two...
Oh, I'll drink it. Don't you worry.
It won't go wasted.
No. But out of the choice, you two would go champagne. Fair enough. Does anyone fancy an ABBA or a 70s tribute night?
Oh, definitely. This sounds awesome.
The Lake at Barston. You're going to have to tell me a little bit about this venue. Does anyone know about it?
Well, I've never been there, but apparently the guys who are putting it on, they put on some great events. I've heard brilliant things about it, and this is going to be an ABBA and 70s tribute night. So I think they've got lots of different bands coming along, and everyone's dressing up. A big fancy dress party, really. So you can get all the details on their website, which is thelakeatbarston.co.uk.
And just to tell you again, they're all of the events available to you on Good Friday. So there's lots of things to choose from if you're in and around Solihull. Lots of different things for the young people as well. Moving on to Saturday, the 20th of April. This is where the local food market on Mel Square, the High Street, 9 until 5:30. Is that the food market that normally comes into?
Yeah, this is the fine and local food market.
Yep.
I think it's Skets who produce it all and put it all together.
Yep.
But it's all the local suppliers from around the area. And there's also some great artworks and craft items by regional artists that you can sometimes pick up too. So do take a look. Support our local farmers and food makers and artists. It's really important. And for all the information on it, you can go to skets.co.uk for the details on that.
Definitely a fan of supporting local producers.
100%.
Yep. Great stuff.
Also on Saturday, Hogarth's have another fun day going on where you can actually meet Peter Rabbit, the bunny there. And I think that's a little bit... I mean, he's a little
bit less scary.
I did like Beatrix Potter and Peter Rabbit. So if I was going to have to meet a bunny, this would be the day I'd go to. So it's always a lovely day out there, as we said. Go in and, you know, have lunch, take the family and enjoy the lovely surroundings. And you can find out all the details on their website, hogarths.co.uk.
Right. David Bowie, anybody?
Yes.
Should we talk about Paul Anthony as David Bowie? Now, this is another Mason's gig, isn't it?
Yeah, it's another one of theirs. Paul is unreal. It wouldn't really work on radio, but if I could show you a picture of him, you'd realise he is literally the spitting image of David Bowie. He's incredible. He's really, really good. And to us, I think with David Bowie, in terms of his music, I probably never appreciated it until he passed. Yeah, do you ever get that sometimes as an artist when you start to listen back
and you revisit some of the stuff?
Just how big their extensive their back catalogue was. So that'll be really good. That'll be a really good night. There's also Escape at Yates's in Solihull. Jeff Peters back on the case. That was absolutely rammed Saturday, just gone. Busiest Saturday that they've had in there. So that night's building really good. 9 through to 2:30. More live music at Isabella's. Jessica Rhodes is back there from 9 o'clock. I did pop in there as well. I did the rounds on Saturday.
I popped
around the town.
You're reviewing the events as well, aren't you?
Yeah, this awesome. Yeah, brilliant. And no Prosecco was taken in the making of this.
Right.
Has anyone spotted you yet and said, hey, you're him from Solihull Radio?
I went undercover. and then also the Flute and Flagon, they have monthly live music. A great band, the Decades Band, literally playing everything through all the decades, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and all the new stuff as well. So that'll be a great atmosphere down there in the Flute and Flagon, and free entry.
Amazing. Yeah. Also on Saturday night, gosh, it is tribute night this week, isn't it? Because we've also got the King Elvis Presley Lives On at the Core Theatre. Gordon Davis here is the tribute artist, and he is known as one of the best in the world after winning Images of the King in Memphis in Tennessee. And he also won the European Championship that was held in Birmingham a couple of years ago as the best tribute artist. So he's got it all. He's an amazing singer. He looks just like the King, Elvis, and he's going to be performing with his live band, singing all the well-known songs such as Blue Suede Shoes, etc. And you can get your tickets for that at the Core Theatre, solihull.co.uk.
Brilliant. It is tribute weekend, isn't it? There's a ABBA Girls tribute night at the Shirley Royal British Legion, and that's starting at 7 p.m. So that's over on the Stratford Road end, isn't it?
I am so back into ABBA. Have you guys seen the second one, Mamma Mia?
No.
Here we go again.
Yeah, I actually watched it last week as well.
Did you? Isn't it brilliant?
Yeah, it's quite sad to start, but then it does build up quite nice.
It's such a good movie, and it's put me back in the ABBA mood. I've got ABBA now playing in my car everywhere I go, so I want to be there for this. It's made me love ABBA all over again.
Jeff doesn't seem like a massive fan.
Oh, it's all right. I'm not, you know.
Wouldn't have it on in your car, though.
No. I must say that I have had it on in the car because the girls enjoy singing along to it.
Well, watch Here We Go Again, Mamma Mia, second one, and it'll be back.
Okay.
You'll be loving it this summer. You'll be hooked. Moving on to Sunday, the 21st of April. Happy Easter, everyone. It's going to be a great Easter day. And you and your kids can take a trip back in time because it's a free admission day at the Transport Museum in Withall on Easter Sunday. There are going to be steam trains, rides on classic buses, and it's a really great and really educational day out for the kids. So if you want something to do and take the kids to, what perfect place to go and experience. Withall.org.uk for all the information on that.
Yeah, I've been out there with the little ones in my family and they really enjoy it. So definitely worth a look. Right, Club Classics. Ian, you're going to have to help me with these. The Slug and Lettuce in Solihull.
Yeah, Slug and Lettuce, that'll run 9 till 2 o'clock. Club Classics being everything really from the 90s upwards. So if you think Robin S, Show Me Love, Nightcrawlers, Bobby Brown, Two Can Play That Game, CC Peniston, finally, Jamiroquai. Big floor fillers right through to probably the early 2000s. It's a good night.
Wow.
Memory Lane.
And that's on Easter Sunday.
That's on Easter Sunday at the Slug and Lettuce. More tributes as well taking place. Yates's Solihull, they're getting in the mix with the tributes. We've got the a UB40 reggae tribute there, a guy called Shawnee B. And one of the ones that I really, really enjoy, Kevin Paul as Elvis, is at the Mason's Arms on Sunday. Local guy. Absolute kind of, how can I explain? Some of the Elvis Presley tributes, they can kind of come across quite tacky if you're not careful, can't they, with their costumes and things like that. This guy went to have his costumes made where Elvis used to have his costumes made over in America, spent thousands of pounds, and he kind of he reflects Elvis when he was at his physical peak. So he spends a lot of time.
Looking.
Yeah, good looking guy, trains down the gym a lot. The women love him.
Oh, I'm there. Him. You've sold it.
So, and he's just a great performer. And generally, there's no wigs. You'd know him if you see him walking down the road. Permanently got his sideburns and the hair. So really good, genuine tribute. And again, another free night for the Masons. So that'd be brilliant.
Brilliant. And also on Easter night, it's classic karaoke with Danny Sun at the Stonehouse Plume of Feathers, starting at 8 p.m. there. Always fun with Danny.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps emailing the show, so we do like him. And a big,
like
thumb.
Oh, thanks,
big thumbs up, Danny.
Moving on to Monday, the 22nd of April, John Lewis are running a Lego party, and this party is running until the 26th. That sounds like one of your evenings out on the streets of Solihull, Ian. The party is running until the 26th, games and competitions with lots of prizes to be won. Tickets are £20 per child, and it includes a Lego set and a picnic. If you want some more information, why don't you give them a quick call? It's 0121 704 7253, and that is the Lego party at John Lewis.
Yep, and also there is a community gazebo event happening on Monday, April the 22nd, until the 25th. You'll see a gazebo in Mel Square, and it's there to feature a number of Solihull businesses and community groups between Easter Monday and Thursday the 25th. There's going to be Energy Fitness, which is opening soon on the Warwick Road, mm-hmm. and they'll be showcasing what they have to offer there. Also, Solihull Moors Football Club, they're looking to win promotion to the Football League. They're going to be around. Also, Solihull College and University Centre will be using the space promote the positive projects they're involved in. So go and say hello to them, get involved and meet our local businesses, and it's a great opportunity to network really as well, isn't it?
If you've had a look at the Solihull Radio Instagram or Facebook feed, you might have seen that I went and took part in the tour at Energy Fitness just to see what it's looking like but while they're building and painting it. They were currently painting it while I was there. It's looking amazing upstairs there. Really, really good.
And when is it opening? Do we know?
1st of May. You're going to have to help me. 31 days in April? 30 days? Oh, April the 30th is the launch night party. But the 1st of May is the real opening. The only issue I've got with this is where would people park if they needed to drive in to use Energy Fitness as their preferred gym? We've got Mel Square or we've got Morrison's, if you did a bit of shopping there.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It's a tricky one.
I think that's
one.
A problem for a few of the business, such as Isabella's, Tap and Tandoor, and some of those guys, is there is probably a bit of a lack of parking, particularly on the evening around the town.
Around that particular area as well, isn't it?
Maybe if you're trying to get fit, you could use it in your workout, park a little bit further outside of town and walk in.
Run in.
I like
jogging,
that.
Run in, yeah.
And have it as part of the workout.
Okay, no, I take it all back. You're right, Claire.
Get the steps in. Stop being lazy. Okay. Jeff, you can't park outside
can't,
all the time.
No, I can't, can I? Okay.
Then another fun thing for the little kids is happening on Tuesday, the 23rd of April. There's a teeny tiny den building event happening at the Park Ridge Centre in Bruton Park, 10:30 a.m. until midday, and it's suitable for children's 2 to 5, they tell us. And you can find out more details about that on wkwt.org.uk. We'd just like to mention a few of these little events for the little kids and things, because lots are going on
for the
big kids.
The
but this is Easter week.
Easter week.
So.
Yep. Good, cool. Right, and bearing in mind that I've not played a great deal of golf, and I know Ian hasn't, there is a free introduction to golf at the West Midlands Golf Hotel on Wednesday, the 24th of April. That could be your big introduction to a round of golf, Ian.
Yeah, it's my birthday, that is.
Oh,
as well.
Is it?
But maybe that's not how I want to spend my birthday. But
wondering, chasing a little white ball.
Go back to the champagne and Prosecco conversation.
Chasing a ball around the field.
Yeah, maybe.
Listen, if you want a free introduction to playing golf at the West Midlands Golf Hotel, why don't you call or text the PGA Pro, George, and here's his number. Are you ready? 07807-328-852. And if you want to get into your golf, give him a call.
Ian, I know what you're going to be doing on your birthday night.
Oh,
party,
I've just seen it.
It's
I've just
party
seen it.
With Pop Divas Live happening at the Core Theatre. They say to get ready for the best songs from all your favourite female stars in one fabulous, fun-packed show. Little Mix will come... We'll cast some Black Magic and Taylor Swift will shake it off. And so, well, Ian, won't you? You'll be there.
Yeah.
That sounds like your sort of thing.
I can do that. That works.
With dazzling choreography, state-of-the-art videos and superb vocals, Pop Divas Live is the perfect pop concert for the little divas in your life. That's what the youth marketing says. So it's right up your street. And you can get your tickets for that on thecourttheatre@solihull.co.uk.
Well, we're absolutely sorted with the event.
Yeah, and I've sorted my birthday out now.
Yeah, so your birthday's sorted.
I was in an hour in what to do, but I'm going to be playing golf and having then, some time with some divas on the night.
We'll all be there. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details or give us a call and we'll help you publicise it to all the readers of Solihull Observer, listeners of Solihull Radio and viewers on social media on What's On Solihull. Thank you so much for listening and thanks, guys, for so many great events and happy Easter.
And to you, happy Easter to you, Ian.
You too. And have Claire, a great week.
See you. Claire, this is for you.